From iAfrican Media, this is iAfrican Bites, a podcast that features commentary on African news, insights, opinions, and analysis with tech industry leaders and professionals. The podcasts are from interviews conducted by the iAfrican team, whether at events or when needed for commentary. I'm Badawun Kotsokwane, host and editor-in-chief for iAfrican.com, spelled www.iafrican.com.
In accordance with the Disaster Management Act, contact tracing procedures were released in April of 2022 to control the spread of COVID-19. These laws approved the creation of electronic COVID-19 contact tracing database. First names and last names, ID numbers, passport numbers, and residential addresses, and even COVID-19 test results of individuals who were either known or believed to have come into contact with those known or suspected of contracting COVID-19 can all be found in this database. The South African Information Regulator has now forwarded the case to its enforcement committee after the National Department of Health's attempts to provide evidence of compliance with the regulations on the lawful processing of COVID-19 information were unsuccessful. Now, in this episode of iAfrican Bites, we're joined by advocate Colin Weapon from the Information Regulator to understand how the regulator intends to enforce compliance of the National Department of Health in regards to COVID-19 data.
Southern African Bites.
Advocate Colin, thank you so much for joining us. Advocate, before we get into the media statement issued on the 20th of February, where you refer to the National Department of Health, I think let's start here as a point of departure. What's the Information Regulator's mandate and why do you exist?
Basically, in the context of the protection of personal information, the regulator to ensure compliance by responsible parties with the provisions of POPIA, in particular the 8 conditions for lawful processing, and if there's non-compliance, to ensure enforcement by using the necessary provisions in law. So that would be, in short, the mandate of the information regulator as it pertains to POPIA.
Okay, thank you very much, Advocate. Now, Advocate Colin, the information regulator is a new body, and we haven't seen a lot of enforcement. So, you know, this is why I guess the story made such headlines, because this is a national, you know, National Department of Health. Now, what is the dispute with the National Department of Health?
I wouldn't call it a dispute, but basically non-compliance. Because of the law, and we operate in terms of our law, which is the Protection of Personal Information Act. At certain intervals, the information regulator requested certain specific information and responses from the National Department of Health, and those responses and information specific requests were not honored, and that then constitute non-compliance with the provisions of POPIA, and as such, the information regulator has to consider the next step.
So now, Advocate Colin, just educate us. What would be the process that the information regulator undertakes in terms of communicating with a potential institution or anybody that processes personal information? Like, meaning, what's the time frame? You first make engagement, then you give them X amount of time, they respond. Just take us through that process.
It would depend on to which process you're referring to. But if you're referring to Section 89.1, which is a assessment on own initiative, it means that the information regulator would have to request certain specific information, and that information sets the request must then be provided within a certain specific period as stipulated in the information notice, and failure to provide the specific information that was requested then constitute non-compliance. And that non-compliance is a matter under Section 92 that can be referred to the Enforcement Committee for a ruling or a decision.
Now, Advocate, for clarity, we're talking about all COVID-19 collected data, right? I mean, I'm assuming this is the entire, well, me and you, the entire South Africa, right? Because the National Department of Health was dealing with all citizens.
Yes, we are specifically referring to information collected under the National State of Disaster, in terms of the Department of Health's specific mandate, and also the processing thereof, which include storage as well as deletion, de-identification, or destruction of the information. And that specific information that was collected was undertaken to be destroyed within a specific period. And what the information regulator is looking at is compliance with those undertakings, as well as those specific directives that the Department of Health has issued. And that would then provide the necessary comfort and the necessary confirmation to the information regulator that the Department of Health is complying. And then it puts us back to failure to comply constitute a non-compliance, which then is a matter that can be referred to the enforcement committee for deliberation and further action.
Now, to be compliant with the Act, which is PAPAYA, Advocate, take us through, what does deletion mean? What does de-identification mean? What would that mean? What would that look like?
So the Act refers to the triple D principle. So specifically in Section 14. So Section 14 refers to deletion, de-identification, or destruction. And those principles are quite clear. So the first one that we need to refer to is the one that refers to deletion. Deletion means removal permanently. The second aspect would then be what we would call de-identification. De-identification is to de-identify the sets of personal information or data sets and in your possession or under your control in an intelligible manner that is not re-identifiable. And that specifically means that the information sets must not be able to be re-identified back to its original characteristics or identity. And destruction, as I've mentioned, means permanent removal. And we've got then the destroy, de-identify, and then delete would have the same meaning accorded as destroy. So those three then refers to a way of managing personal information under your control or in your possession to the extent that there's no exposure moving forward about the original form and characteristics that that information would have.
Now, Advocate, this is the National Department of Health. I mean, we'd like to believe they've got the resources, they've got the manpower and the intelligentsia to go about doing what you just said, deletion and de-identification. So in your opinion, according to the information regulator, why hasn't the National Department complied with your request?
Yes, it would be difficult for me to actually comment about why they failed to comply. But I would understand that and imagine that in terms of Section 19.1, there will be what we would call organizational measures and technical measures that the Department of Health is supposed to implement. First of all, technically, it would be your firewalls. It would be all the other requirements, your patch and encryptions. And then organizational measures is the policies that would relate to how you destroy information, and also the standard operating procedures around destruction, or your standard operating procedures around deletion of information. So I would have imagined that those processes would have been in place, and also that the department would have acted in line with those organizational and technical measures, but most of all, give the information regulator the undertakings that is required.
Okay, Advocate, where to from now? You've sent them a formal notice. They've noted your information, your notice. They're going to then reply. What then happens now procedurally to get to a point where the National Department of Health becomes compliant? Or in the event that they don't become compliant, what then happens?
The Enforcement Committee is supposed to, after the information regulator has referred the matter to the Enforcement Committee, they have to consider the information or the report that the information regulator has provided to it with regards to the non-compliance to the information notice, and that specific matter is dealt with as part of the any other matters in terms of Section 92. And based on the ruling that the Enforcement Committee will make, such a ruling and recommendations, if any, would then be referred to the members of the information regulator, which is the chairperson, Advocate Betty Tlakula, the designee for the promotion of access to information, full-time member, Advocate Struam, as well as myself, the designee for the protection of personal information, as well as the two part-time members, Mr. Kwala and Ms. Tully. Those constitute the member body for the information regulator to consider the ruling and recommendations of the Enforcement Committee. And based on the outcome or the consideration, steps as recommended or as confirmed by the information regulator would then be provided as how the matter should be dealt with when it comes to the department and its failure to comply, which constitute non-compliance with the provisions of POPIA.
Lastly, Advocate, take us through some of the sanctions that, you know, once the committee would be considering in line with the Act, what are some of the sanctions that you can put the National Department as the information regulator?
So sanctions and administrative fines are provided for in Section 100 to 109. And those if I can use the word the highest sanction and fine would be in terms of Section 107, where a responsible party can, we're getting to the stage of a fine and a sanction, have obviously through the NPA processes, a sanction of up to 10 years imprisonment or a fine of up to 10 million, or it can be both. It can be a combination of a fine and a sanction. So those would be the heaviest fine and sanction that the information regulator can consider. But fines are contained in Section 100 to Section 109.
Advocate Colin, thank you so much for your insights. As the regulator, we appreciate having you here. This is a very big story. We're following it very closely as iAfrican. And we hope that, you know, the information regulator and the National Department of Health really finds compliance on this matter. Understanding that COVID-19 was such a difficult period and the information that was collected was such sensitive, I think it's only right and it's only within the country's interest that we really find finality to this.
Thank you for listening to iAfrican Bites. Please share your feedback with us on our socials. On Twitter at iAfrican. On LinkedIn at iAfrican.com. And check out our other podcasts, The Tefo Mohapi Show, Take Legal Matters, and The Lead Creative, on all podcast streaming platforms. And also make sure to head over to www.iAfrican.com. That is iAfrican.com/radio and subscribe for notifications. iAfrican Bites is an iAfrican Media original show produced by Nzalo Mbangana, content producer and host Madon Kotokwane, and content manager Machabe Mabunda.